Several people today can't tell you he was even president. Several people of his day didn't believe he really was the president. Yet the first decision he made has set a precedent for everyone since. President's Week continues on the American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Get the best cut faster with Exmark.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
It's President's Week on the American Countryside, and while we can only feature five presidents in 1 week, you can read all the interesting, little-known, and unusual stories about the presidents thanks to Andrew McRae's book, The Man Who Was President for a Day. Was there really a man who was president for just 1 day? Find out that and much more with award-winning writer Andrew McRae's book. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, that's shopfarmjournal.com, and select books from the American Countryside. It's The Man Who Was President for a Day at shopfarmjournal.com.
Professor Ed Crapel teaches history at William & Mary College, and he notes that John Tyler's route to the presidency was different than any man who held office before him.
William Henry Harrison is in office for about 1 month, March 4th to April 4th, and he dies in office. John Tyler had forewarning of this, really, because when he decided to run as vice president, some of his friends warned him and said, you know, Harrison's a pretty old man, he better be prepared to take office.
On April 4th, 1841, William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia, just 1 month into his term. At that point, no one knew for sure who should serve as president. While it was clear that Vice President Tyler was to assume presidential duties, the Constitution was unclear as to whether he would just be an acting president or if a special election would be called.
So he goes to Washington, and he is determined to assert his position as president, not as acting president. Harrison had called a special session of Congress, and in that session of Congress, they essentially sanction the fact that he is president of the United States. So he establishes that precedent.
53 hours elapsed from the time Harrison passed to the time Tyler was sworn into office, but the fact Tyler did take the oath set the precedent that would be followed in the future. Still, some insisted he was just an acting president, and even addressed their letters to him that way.
People would address them to acting President Tyler, and he wouldn't accept them, and he would send them back unopened. And he fought that battle for a while, but ultimately he won out.
Tyler's term is forgotten by many, but it was Tyler that established the protocol for what would occur when a president died in office. Traveling the countryside in Williamsburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.